From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. After a 15-month hiatus, the Concorde is back in the skies. British Airways took business leaders and celebrities, including the rock star Sting, from London to New York today, and Air France resumed Concorde service from Paris to New York. Nick Spicer reports from Charles de Gaulle Airport outside of Paris.
Far down the runway, it looks like a small toy. Then, the noisiest, fastest, most gas-guzzling, and inspiring airliner in the world hurtles into the air, trailing angry swirls of mist. It was just under 6 miles from this runway that the last passenger flight hit a hotel and crashed in a fireball. One of its tires had exploded on takeoff, puncturing a fuel tank and setting off an inferno. At the time, it looked to many that the Concorde's quarter century of jet-setting elegance had ended. They were wrong. At the airport this morning before takeoff, the Air France chairman explained why he was boarding. Jean-Cyril Spinetta said he was repaying a debt of gratitude.
And we never forgot in Air France that in July 2000, Rudolf Giuliani came to our office in New York to express the condolences and support of all the New Yorkers in the difficulty we have to face 15 months ago.
The difficulties included making technical improvements to earn a new airworthiness certificate. This passenger knew better than most about all the work behind today's flight.
I'm definitely confident about my tires, and I'm ready to take off and land on them.
Edouard Michelin runs the giant tire company of the same name. It designed new puncture-proof radial tires for the improved Concordes. Along with Kevlar-lined fuel tanks, they ought to help prevent a repeat disaster. Still, Michelin's satisfaction was more than professional.
As a Frenchman, the Concorde back in the air is a very powerful symbol, and I'm proud of it.
Newspapers in France are describing the resumption of service as a way of ending a national humiliation and restoring France's glory. This typically wealthy client was asked if he had ever wondered about the Concorde's future.
Never?
Why would I doubt?
Jean-Paul Guerlain, a perfume maker, is also a supersonic frequent flyer with about 200 flights.
I swore after the crash I would fly on the first Concorde who would fly back.
The Concorde's return to the skies won't affect budget travelers. A Paris-New York return ticket costs about $7,500. But with a crossing time of just under 4 hours, it does meet a select need for people for whom time really, really is money. The Concorde doesn't make a lot of money for Air France, under 1% of its turnover, but the supersonic prestige is priceless. Nick Spicer, NPR News, at the Charles de Gaulle Airport.